This coming Erev Shabbos, we have the opportunity to read through Parshas Devarim. It's also Shabbos Chazon, it's Tisha B'Av. And of course, it ushers in a period in time of tremendous reflection. We begin the book of Devarim by noting, Eila HaDvarim, these are the words. Sivan Rahav Meir, Mrs. Rahav Meir, will be heading to America this year as a shlicha. Notes that the same man that we are introduced to with the claim, Lo Ish Devarim Anochi, I'm not a man of many words, wrote a whole book dedicated to a 3-month-long speech at the end of his life. How are we supposed to make sense out of that? And she explains that Moshe was a man who by nature was a quiet individual. However, once he was endowed with a life of meaning and purpose, Moshe, by definition, had a mission to complete and changed his very nature for the will of Hashem. What an incredible inspiration for someone who begins life thinking or being told that he or she cannot. The answer is, with a proper mission from Hashem, yes, we can. And that's what Moshe says, Be'ivaradein ho'il Moshe. Moshe began to explain the Torah. And Rashi explains that the word ho'il means he began, just as it meant when Avram Avinu was pleading on behalf of Sodom. Hinayna ho'alti ledaber el Hashem. However, in that case, Avram Avinu had already begun his negotiations. First he spoke about finding 50. Then he uses the word ho'alti when he goes down to 45 in Parshas Vayera. So how does ho'il mean began over there? It has to make sense there, it has to make sense here. So the late great Rav of the Young Israel of Brooklyn, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the author of the famous work Shemen HaTov, he explained that to begin, ho'il, to begin, means to begin anew. And the same is true here. Moshe tried again, beginning anew to translate the Torah into 70 languages so that the Torah can be observed anywhere in the world. Of course, Moshe turns and he says, Echar salavadi, how am I going to do that? And he was told, Havu lachem anashim, go ahead and appoint anashim. And Rashi notes that there wasn't even a doubt that the judges that were going to be appointed were not supposed to be female. And thus the term anashim must refer to tzaddikim. So Rav Shechter Shalita once noted, why was it so obvious to the Chachamim of the Sifri, cited by Rashi, that women could not be the intended judges over here? After all, Tosus and Bava Kama on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph entertains the possibility of giving smicha to women. So why would they not be able to serve as judges and rabbis? So Rav Shechter Shalita answered that although we must sometimes compromise on our midas atznias and do certain mitzvos befarhesia, public mitzvos, that's not a requirement for women. Women are not discriminated against. They alone, unlike men, are given the opportunity to maintain their mida hahishtatrus at all times. Rav Shechter added that our generation gets it so backwards. We're so into publicity that the midas hahishtatrus is totally unappreciated. We live in a generation in which there's no sense of shame. People do the most intimate, the most private acts in the most explicit and most demonstrative fashion. And that arrogant attitude leads everyone to believe that if they were God, they would always be bragging and boasting and showing off and always making a statement. But they don't have the slightest notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he exists, is a kel mistater. He's the one who has a little bit more of a midas atznias. And he's created within all of us the Tzelem Elokim, which is also supposed to include the midas atznias. This sense of personal, of private, of mystery, of the opportunity to be myself away from being always on display. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized, says Rav Shechter, and this is a big, big point in our lives. Not being the one to be out there all the time is not a shame. It's a positivity. It gives a person a sense of dignity. It gives a person a chance to not always be on the stage. This is something that is mahu af anachnu. So of course, Moshe later turns down around and he explains, Gambi is hanaf Hashem, big lalchem. God got angry at me too because of you. Now isn't Moshe fudging the truth a little bit here? Wasn't he personally responsible for not going into the land because of the chait of Mei Meriva? So the great Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shalita explains that Moshe was being quite exact here. He didn't say he wasn't responsible for his own sin. Rather, although Moshe had sinned, he also atoned and offered numerous tefillos on his own behalf. And Moshe says Hashem would have accepted those tefillos and let him enter the land, but for the fact that Hashem didn't want Moshe to be in the land in order to inspire the rest of us, who were also not going to be let into the land, to how to function. And that's the literal meaning of Moshe's point to the people, that Hashem got angry with them, saying that Moshe will also not go into the land. He got angry at them, and he gave them the opportunity of somebody to look up to, even though they didn't get somewhere. And so afterwards, they're told, Penu lachem tzafona, go to the north. Now, what does turning northward have to do with survival? There's a great, wonderful Rav in Cleveland, Ohio, who I've had the opportunity to get to know through the years. His name is Rav David Gross. Today, he's not only a Rav, he's also a Dayan in the Cleveland community. Rav David Gross, Shalita, notes that the word for north, tzafon, is also the word for hidden, or tzafun. And, citing the Medrash over here, he offered a different perspective. He says, Rabbi Gross, when times are good, it's not a time for a Jew to be ostentatious and demonstrative. Rather, we have a responsibility to take our success and live with modesty, and not flaunt it in front of Esav, who's jealous of material success. And the Kli Yaakov notes that we've never taken this advice to heart in our history, and as a result, we've suffered greatly throughout the millennia as a result. Our job is to take our success and plant it in reinvestment in our communities and our institutions. If we do that, instead of planting ourselves into pools and bigger and better homes constantly, when we have perfectly good homes, then we would be creating a basi of a chomosai yad voshem. And if we don't, unfortunately, homes can be uprooted. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us from that challenge. But Esau, we're told at that point in time, there are a number of instances where the timeline doesn't fit Moshe Rabbeinu's memory. So how are we supposed to explain the strange timing here? So Rav Shimon Schwab explained that Moshe knew he wasn't speaking at that moment, but rather he was speaking in a way that would be understood for the many generations afterwards. Moshe wasn't just talking to the group that were there, and so therefore he focused differently and set a different tone for future generations so that we can all appreciate to the Torah's Moshe in every generation. Finally, this coming Shabbos, we also read the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon. And we're told, Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh, Tzion will be redeemed through justice, v'shaveh b'tzedakah, and the returnees through tzedakah. And the Gemara notes that tzedakah has the ability to bring geula. And why is the mitzvah of tzedakah unique in that it is the thing that's attached to geula? So Rav Zilberstein Shlita cited the Beis Halevi, who noted that when it comes to most mitzvos, it's almost impossible today to fulfill them completely. We are missing the tchilah strings of tzitzis, we lack the karbanos to fully observe and appreciate Shabbos and Yom Tov and whatnot. The bottom line is that the one mitzvah we can fulfill fully is that of tzedakah. There's no shir or time frame to the mitzvah, and there's no minimum or maximum to its fulfillment. That's Hashem's chesed, that we will allow ourselves to also have a means of bringing the geula. Tzivishaveha b'tzedakah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that ability and give us the opportunity to be among those who take advantage of that which is given to us and be among the Menachmei Tzion Ubone Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom to all. Ubenechamas Tzion V'Yerushalayim.